again, I would like to thank Timothy and Michelle for their wonderful hospitality to all of us.
我再次向嘉森表示对他的热忱招待表示感谢。
Also want to recognize Dan Webb, Susan Dyer, Julie Burleson.
我也要谢谢我亲爱的属灵的同伴。
Sally Dove and my dear wife Lori.
Dan, Susan, Julie.Sally and my 我的太太 Lori.
Yeah. Without their loving support, we would not be here. So.
因为我不会在这儿，若不是有他们的爱和支持。
So the Lord makes it very clear we're to give honor to whom honor is due, and I do honor them.
所以神让我很清楚知道我要感谢当感谢的人。
The Lord said He appreciated those who stood with Him in His tribulations.
神很感激那些在患难中与他一起站住的人。
This little handful of people have stood with me in the small measure of tribulations that I've gone through.
在我极小的患难的这个程度里面呢，有一小群的弟兄姊妹一直做我的同伴。
In Acts 15, where we see Paul was stoned in Derbe.
在使徒行传十五章，我们看到保罗被石头所击打。
He was left for dead.
他人将他留在那里，好像已死的人一样。
He left and he returned and he went back.
但是呢，他却活过来，然后回到那个城市里。
Because he wanted to strengthen those brethren who were there in Derbe.
因为他要坚固在那城中的弟兄们。
And he says it's through many tribulations we must be entering the kingdom of God.
他说我们要经过许多的患难才能进入神的国。
So why must there be so many tribulations?
但是为什么我们要经过许多的患难呢？
Well, because tribulation, which is crushing pressure, reveals constitution.
因为苦难压着我们，显出我们里面的性质是什么？
It reveals who we really are.
显出我们到底是一个怎样的人？
Not who we say we are or who we think we are.
而不是一个我们所自认为或者我们说我们所是的人。
You put a person under pressure long enough.
当你一个人受压够久的时候，
and you find out who they really are.
你就渐渐可以知道他真的是一个怎样的人。
And it's a very wretched and miserable state.
这实在是一个很不幸的情况。
But of course, the Lord knew that all along.
但是呢，当然神早就是知道。
And so, once we admit and know who we are.
一旦我们承认我们是一个真正是怎样的人，
that apart from him we are nothing,
我们承认说除了主以外或离开主以外我什么都不能做，
then the Lord of course agrees and,
当然神也同意我们这样的认知，
and, he just has more of a place.
这样他在我们的生命中就有更多的分量，
and so the church continues to be built.
所以教会才能够有真实的建造。
As we become less and less, and He becomes more and more.
当我们越来越减少，他越来越增加的时候。
The Lord Jesus, who is filled with all the fullness of God.
主耶稣基督，他是被神一切所充满的，所充满了。
Gradually fills our hearts and lives with Himself.
他也慢慢的在我们的生命中，将他的生命充满在我们的里面。
The Lord Jesus was born as an infant in Bethlehem.
主耶稣他是他在婴孩的时候降生在伯利恒。
The seed of the woman came into being through the borrowed womb of the Virgin Mary.
她是那个应许的女人的后裔，借着一个童女而出生了。
That little tiny seed had all the potential of the glorification of God.
但是那个小小的生命却有极大的潜力，能够显出神的荣耀。
Contained within that seed of the woman was God, is God's means to crown the entire human race with glory and honor.
在那个生命小小的生命里有神极伟大的荣耀的计划，就是要将荣耀带到整个受造受赎的人类里。
According to Psalm 2 and Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5,
在希伯来书还有诗篇第二篇里面，
Actually Hebrews 2 5 through 8,
希伯来书第二章第五到第八节，
It was in the heart of God when he created man,
你可以看出来在神的心中所要做的是创造人，
To crown man with glory and honor.
并且以为他们预备尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
But Adam chose his own self-independent way.
但是呢，亚当却选择走自己的道路。
And we were in Adam when he sinned.
所以当亚当犯罪的时候，我们也在亚当里。
And of according to Romans 5:12 and following.
在罗马书五章十二节。
When Adam chose to rebel and sin against God, it was our choice as well.
当亚当选择要背叛的神时，背叛神的时候，这也成为了你我的选择。
So God now has a big problem.
所以呢，神似乎现在有一个大的难题。
Adam was no longer in the pathway of becoming crowned with glory and honor.
因为显然亚当已经从那个得荣耀尊贵为冠冕的道路上偏离了。
He had become an accomplice with Satan.
他变成一个仇敌的同伴。
I will be like the Most High.
他必须要成为自己成为最高的。
I will be in charge of my life.
他说我要自己掌管我自己的生命。
And so man fell.
所以人类堕落了。
And the whole human race went into spiritual death when Adam sinned.
当亚当犯罪之后，整个人类堕落进入属灵的死亡里。
So Jesus was born as the last Adam.
所以当主耶稣诞生的时候，他是被称为那个末后的亚当。
And that seed came into the world as an infant.
那个后裔以一个婴孩的形式出现在人世。
And we will just look at those verses in Luke chapter 2.
在路加福音第二章里面。
And we will notice how Jesus had his beginning.
我们可以看到主耶稣是怎么开始他的一生的。
Luke chapter 2 and verse 40.
第四十节，路加福音第二章第四十节。
And the child, Jesus, continued to grow and become strong.
这里讲到这个孩子就是主耶稣渐渐长大，强健起来。
Becoming full of wisdom.
充满了智慧。
And the grace of God was upon him.
又有神的恩在他身上。
So we have the humanity, Jesus growing.
所以我们看到这里有一个人，他在那里成长。
Jesus as the eternal Son of God cannot grow.
Cannot what?
He can't grow. The Son of God is God. He does not change.
他是神的儿子，他照理说是不需要再长大的。
Jesus as the eternal Son of God is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father.
因为他是神的儿子，所以他是与神同等的。而且呢，是与神一样有能力的。
But in his humanity, he started from infancy.
但是当他成为一个人的时候，他必须从婴孩的时代开始。
Completely dependent upon his mother for food and well-being.
身为一个人，他要依靠他的母亲为他预备食物，让他能够成长。
There came a point in his life where he began to be God-conscious.
但他长到一个年岁的时候，他开始对神发生了注意力。
Behind this humanity, there is God that is joined to him.
在这个人性的里面，有神性联合在一起。
And so he began to grow in his consciousness as God-man.
他慢慢的长大，他对于所谓神人有了一个强烈的认知。
And as God, he emptied himself.
虽然他是神，但是他倒空了自己。
As the second person of the Trinity, he relinquished his right to manifest his glory.
虽然他是三二一神中间的一位，但是他却放弃了他所当有的尊荣。
He did not give up being God.
他并不是说放弃成为神。
But as God, he humbled himself.
而是虽然是神，但他却谦卑了自己。
Taking the form of a bondslave.
取了奴仆的形象。
He said, before he became man,
在他成为人之前
It is written in the book,
经上是这样写的
A body you have prepared for me.
你为我预备了身体
And in that body I have come to do your will.
这个身体是为了遵照你的旨意而行的
And so as man he did the will of God.
当他成为人之后他来遵行了神的旨意完成了神的旨意
Unto death.
以至于死
And therefore God has highly exalted him.
所以神就将他升为至高
And given him a name that is above every name.
给他了一个超乎万名之上的名。
That everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
所以天上、地上和地底下的，无不因耶稣的名。
Would confess that Jesus is Lord.
承认他是主。
To the glory of God the Father.
将荣耀归于父神。
And in the Hebrew language, to confess Jesus as Lord, that means you confess him as Yahweh.
在原文里讲到说，你说主耶稣，耶稣是主的时候，那意思说你称耶稣是 Yahweh。
If you are a Jew and you confess Jesus is Lord, you confess that Jesus is I am that I am.
当你是一个犹太人，当你说主耶稣是耶稣是你的主的时候，你表示承认耶稣是那个自由拥有者。
If you are a Greek and you confess Jesus is Lord,
如果你是希腊，你在希腊文里面，你承认说我耶稣是我的主。
That means Zeus is not Lord and no Greek god is Lord, but that Jesus is supreme Lord.
那就是承认在所有众神里面，这些众神都不是我的主，只有耶稣他是那个超凡的主。
And Jesus is the title of his humanity.
而主耶稣这个耶稣这个名字是神在人性里的名字。
So we have a man that is now glorified and confessed as Lord.
现在我们有这么一个人已经得着荣耀，而且被人承认他是主。
And I can't explain that to you.
我没有办法清楚地解释这件事。
It is the mystery of God and man joined as one forever.
这实在是一个奥秘，因为在这个奥秘里面，神和人合而为一。
And so this Jesus continued to grow and become strong.
在这里讲到这个耶稣呢渐渐长大强健起来。
In verse 52, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom.
到五十二节就讲到说他的智慧和身量。
And stature.
以及他的身量。
And in favor with God and men.
并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
The word for stature, how is that translated into? Okay, the word stature in the original can include height. That's one way to see it.But we are to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
在这里，这个身量这个词，也可以讲到他说天然的这个人的身高是什么，也可以讲到他里面神丰满的生命的成长的情形。
So it doesn't just look at his height.
所以你不只是看他的身高而已。
But the word also includes his mature stature as a man.
而讲到说他里面那个属灵生命的成熟。
And so it's hard to translate it in some languages.
在某些语言里面可能不容易翻译。
God is not interested in how tall Jesus is.
因为神其实不会很在乎耶稣到底有多高。
He's interested in the character of his humanity.
而是在乎他在这个人性里面所形成的性格是怎样。
So he kept increasing in wisdom and in stature.
这里讲到他的智慧和里面那个性情的情形都在成长。
In favor with God and men.
并且神和人喜爱他的心也一起增长。
First Peter chapter 1.
以前第一章。
We'll read verses 22 through 25.
我们读22到25节。
Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls with a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable. That is through the living and abiding word of God. And so we... verse 24, and all flesh is like grass. And all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off. But the word of the Lord abides forever. And the word of the Lord is the seed of God. But the word of the Lord abides forever.
唯有主的道是永存的。
This was the word that was preached to you.
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
We were born again through this word.
我们是借着这个道而重生的。
This word is the seed which is imperishable.
这个道呢乃是那个不能损坏不能坏的种子。
In Genesis 3:15, Jesus is the seed of the woman.
在创世纪里三章里面讲到耶稣是那个女人的后裔就是那个女人的种子。
This means that the new birth, this divine seed, comes into us.
就是借着这个神圣的种子，一个新的生命被产生了。
There's a passage in 1 John that defines the new birth as being impregnated. 1 John, 3 and verse 9.
约翰一书三章第九节的时候
No one who is born of God habitually practices sin.
讲到说凡从神生的就不犯罪
Because his seed abides in him.
因为神的道，这个道呢，在这里原文做种，存在他的心里。
And who he is as a new creation person.
他是谁呢？他就是一个人借着新道而产生了。
That which is begotten of God cannot sin.
而这个呢，是不会犯罪的生命。
Because he's born of God.
因为他是从神而生的。
So this seed is becomes into us at new birth.
当这个种子进到我们心里的时候，成为一个新造的生命。
This seed represents the very life and character of Jesus Christ potentially.
而这个种子就代表基督他那个潜在的生命。
This life and character of Jesus Christ is already perfected in the glorified man Christ Jesus.
在主耶稣基督这个荣耀得荣耀的人身上，这个种子已经长成，已经完美了。
When this life is born into us, comes into us,
当这个同样一个生命借着重生在我们里面诞生的时候，
it's only a seed.
在我们里面只是一个种子的度量。
And contain all that which is around this seed is ourself.
而围着这个种子的呢，是我们的老生命、己生命。
Who we are by natural birth.
就是我们天然人的生命。
And so this seed is right there in the center of our being.
这个种子呢，就被种在我们这个人全人的中心。
And everything that we are that is not in correspondence to that seed is husk.
所有与这个种子不相合的，我们的己生命呢，都是他的敌人。
It's just a natural man.
这都是一个在天然人的情况里面的生命。
And so Paul says our outer man is perishing.
所以保罗才说，我们的外体是一天一天的损坏。
But our inner man is being renewed day by day.
但我们里面的人却是一天一天的更新刚强。
Because the outer man progressively is conformed to Jesus in his death.
因为外面这个人呢，慢慢的与主的死来联合。
And to the degree and the measure in which the outer man is perishing.
到一个程度呢，我们就是一直在慢慢损坏的状况里。
Then the inner man, in union with Jesus Christ, is increasing.
而里面这个人因为与基督的生命联合，慢慢的长大。
The spiritual man is coming into ascendancy, and the natural or the soulical man is going into death.
就是说，里面属灵的生命慢慢长大，但是外面的天然人慢慢的衰微。
And so Jesus' life is lived once again.
所以在我们的身上，好像主耶稣的生命又再活过一次。
You read the Gospels and you see the life of Jesus.
如果你读福音书，你会看到主耶稣他一生的情形，他的生命的彰显。
Going from the place of infancy to the place of he who sees me sees the Father.
从起先他只是一个婴孩，到他长成到一个程度，他们说你们看见我就是看见了父。
Going from an infant to he who beholds me beholds the Father who sent me.
当他从一个婴孩什么都不能做的时候，长到一个成熟的程度，他们说：“你们看见我所做的事，就是父所做的事。”
So Jesus' humanity at maturity was a vessel for the revelation of the Father.
所以，当主耶稣基督他的人性长成到一个成熟的程度的时候，他就是那个彰显神的荣耀的那个器皿。
Let's notice that in John chapter 12.
在约翰福音第十二章里面就可以看到这件事。
John 12 and verse 44.
第十二章第四十四节。
And Jesus cried out and said,
耶稣大声说，
He who believes into me,
信我的人，就是信入我的人，
does not believe into me,
不是信入我，
but in him who sent me,
乃是信入那差我来的。
And he who beholds me,
人看见我，
beholds the one who sent me.
就是看见那差我来的。
So he went from a human being, infant,
从一个婴孩
to a mature man,
到一个成熟的人
in whom all of God could be seen.
这个成熟的人呢，人都可以在他身上看见神
crowned with glory and honor.
以荣耀尊贵为他的冠冕。
We did not see him crowned in his humiliation.
我们没有看到主在他一切卑微受羞辱的过程中得着冠冕。
That came as a result of resurrection.
但是呢，他的确得着了荣耀的冠冕，当他复活以后。
But in this humanity,
而在这个人性的里面
is the divine blueprint for every redeemed child of God.
是一个对我们每一个蒙救赎的神的儿女的一个美好的神圣的蓝图。
We are to be conformed into the image of His Son.
因为我们都要改变与他一样。
This conformity means that we are to take on the same essential form as He is in His humanity.
就是我们都要与他一样穿上那个人性。
And this is a process.
但是这是有一个过程的。
Of going from glory to glory.
乃是荣上加荣的过程。
From glory into death, into greater glory, into more death, into greater glory.
借着荣耀进入死，我借着更多的荣耀进入更深的死，再借着更多的荣耀进入更深的死。
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 describes this process for us.
在灵后第四章的时候，也为我们描述了这个过程。
We'll begin with verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第六节，灵后四章六节。
And may I say that you who have your outline, I just will make a pause here for a moment.
如果你是在看你你我给你们的大纲的话，我们这里是所提到是大纲里没有的。
If you read the outline, there's a, like an ocean there or a lake of scripture and information.
如果你看我给你们大纲呢，是那是里面有很多的知识性的经节。
And due to the time in which we have together.There's only a garden hose coming out of this lake.
但是呢，因为我与你们在的时间这么有限，就好像我有整个海洋的水，但是呢，我只有一个花园用的水管可以把水送出来。
So I submitted to the Lord, and He is redirecting this.
所以呢，当我伏在主面前的时候，他好像带我走另外一个方向。
So it's in His hands.
这都在主的手里。
It's this whole matter of being crowned with glory and honor.
这整个的中心是以荣耀尊贵为我们的冠冕。
You see, I fought God for so long.
你知道我与神征战了许久。
Resisting Him.
我拒绝主。
Fighting Him because of the way in which He led my life.
我对着他带领我生命的情形不满，而常与他争执。
Being theologically trained and knowing the Bible.
因为我是一个受过很正统有系统的神学教育的人。
God was not performing the way I expected Him to perform.
而神使用我的方式不是照着我所期望的。
He's unmanageable.
他是不管我们的，他是不管我们怎么想的。
He doesn't obey me.
我没有办法管理神，而且呢，他也不听我的话。
He cannot be figured out.
我没有办法知道测度他。
He just is.
他就是神。
He just is from everlasting to everlasting.
他是那位自有永有的那一位。
He's the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity.
那他永生是在他的手中的。
Whose thoughts are not our thoughts.
他的意念是。超过我们的意念的。
And whose ways are not our ways.
他的道路也不是我们所拣选的道路。
And yet he loves us.
但是呢，他爱我们。
It's in his heart to crown us with glory and honor.
在主的心中是愿意为我们冠上荣耀尊贵。
And everything about us wants to go in the opposite direction.
但是呢，我们的问题是说，我们都想往反方向走。
And it doesn't make sense.
好像觉得都不合理。
But it all started with Adam.
这都从亚当开始。
When he chose to be independent of God.
当亚当决定要向神独立。
And to say, I'm in charge of my life and I will do as I will.
而且说到说我要控制我自己的人生，我做我要做的事。
And so Paul describes God's solution to this.
所以保罗就在这里解释到说神如何解决这个难题。
In Genesis, when God restores the earth,
当在创世纪开始的时候，神复造天地。
When the earth was in a state of waste and desolation.
本来地是一片空虚混沌。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神说要有光，光就出现了。
But in the previous verse, the Spirit stirred and was brooding over the darkness.
但在这之前讲到说，神的灵运行在水面上。
Which means that before there can be light, there must first be life.
所以讲到说在光能出现之前必须先要有生命在那里运行。
Because the life is the light of men.
因为生命呢是人生命的光。
And John 1:4 makes it clear that Jesus is the life and the original light of man.
在这里约翰讲得很清楚，耶稣就是那个生命，也是人的生命里的光。
When Adam sinned, the life went out.
当亚当犯罪的时候，生命堕落了。
And the light turned off.
那个生命的亮光也熄灭了。
And so man is now in a place of waste and desolation.
所以人的光景就是在一片空虚混沌的里面。
So like in the original creation, God says, "Let there be light," and He begins to restore the earth.
当神复造天地的时候，他说让要有光，光就出现了。
So man, like the earth, is it was under judgment.
我们人类也像当初的地面一样，是在神的审判之下。
So Paul, using this analogy in Genesis 1:2,
所以保罗就用这个创世纪里面一起出的这个比喻，
brings that truth into our lives.
把这个真理向我们解开。
So we will begin reading in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 5.
所以当我们读灵后，
We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord.
在灵后第四章第五节说我们原不是传自己，
And ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
That's in Genesis 1:3.
这就是创世纪所说的。
He is the same one who has shown in our hearts.
同样这个神，他已经叫光也照在我们心里。
This God shining in our hearts.
这位照光在我们心中的神。
Is for the purpose of giving the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
他的目的是将对神的认识和光带到我们的生命里。
In the face of Jesus Christ.
而这个光已经显在基督耶稣的面上。
So how are we to understand this?
那我们怎么能够明白这个经节呢？
The heart is the inward self that relates to God.
这我们里面这个人。
Our innermost being that relates to the living God.
我们最深的地方能够与神发生关系，那个是我们所谓生命的光。
That heart which is desperately wicked and who can know it?
那个心是这样的邪恶偏邪，甚至没有人能够明白自己。
Filled with sin and iniquity.
充满了罪恶。
A waste and desolation.
是一片空虚混沌。
The light shines in.
直到神的光照进来。
We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
We say yes, Lord.
我们可以说是的，愿我愿意主。
The life comes back.
所以主的生命可以出现。
And that life is the light of God.
而那个生命呢，就是神的光。
And that light is seen in the face of Jesus Christ.
同样的光已经照在主耶稣的面上。
The light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
在这里说，那个神荣耀的光，就是显在耶稣基督面上的光。
Emanates or comes forth from who He is.
显出他到底是怎样的一位。
Because Jesus, in Jesus, all the fullness of God.
因为在耶稣里面是神所有的丰满。
And so from within, God is shining out and through the face of Jesus Christ.
因此从主耶稣基督的里面，神他的所事就像光一样照射，并且显现在耶稣的面上。
And so now he is in our heart.
现在这位主耶稣已经在我们的里面。
And now that same light is to come out and to express itself through us.
同样那个光要借着我们来显明。
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那个让我们知道神荣耀的光，就是显在耶稣基督面上的光。
And so this treasure, that is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, is a treasure.
而这个认识呢，对的光，对主耶稣的认识呢，是我们叫做宝贝。
And for now, that treasure is in a temporal earthen vessel.
在第七节说到说，这个宝贝呢，现在是放在瓦器里。
That the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves.
为要显明这个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So for now, in our present state,
就着我们现在的情况呢，
we are afflicted in every way.
我们是四面受敌，
but not completely crushed.
但是却不被困住。
We are perplexed and wonder what God is doing.
我们心里正在做来说，到底神要做什么？
But not utterly despairing without no hope.
但是呢，却不至于失望。
We are persecuted but not forsaken.
我们遭到逼迫，但是却不被丢弃。
We are struck down but not destroyed.
我们被打倒了，但却不致死亡。
This is the life of the apostle.
这个就是保罗里面的生命。
So for me to live is Christ.
所以他说，我活着就是基督。
And to die is gain.
我死了就有益处。
And what does it mean for me to live as Christ?
所以他在讲什么？什么叫做我活着就是基督？
For me to live, the Messiah.
当我活着，弥赛亚。
Verse 10, always caring about in the body.
因为我身上常带着耶稣的死。
The dying of Jesus.
我带着耶稣的死。
And this word dying means the process of dying.
而这里所谓耶稣的死是指他那个死在我身上渐渐经过那个过程。
It's the Greek word necrosis, dying process.
是一个死的过程。
In order that, here's the purpose, that purpose being the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
这个死的过程是有一个目的的，就是为了要耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So it's the life of Jesus as man.
所以主耶稣那个带着人性的生命。
And the life of Jesus as man is the life of God.
那个也是神的生命。
It's the seed fully grown and fully developed.
是那个生命的种子已经长大成熟了。
This perfected humanity which is in us by divine birth.
这预言中的那个新人已经在我们的里面借着信。
Must find a place to be formed and expressed.
今天也要找一个机会能够成型，能够被显出来。
As this one, Jesus, and this life is revealed in us.
就像耶稣的生命向我们显明一样。
Then this life can become expressed and manifest through us.
那我们一样也可以彰显耶稣的生命。
This process is going on individually and corporately.
这样的一个转变的过程可以在我们个人身上发生，也可以在我们团体身上发生。
This process has been going on from Pentecost and will be concluded at the rapture.
这个过程从五旬节圣灵降临开始，一直到我们教会被提为止。
Then as the church is removed to heaven, and then God will then turn to Israel and the nations.
当教会被提上升的时候，神会进来叫以色列家得救。
In the eternal state, we see God's presence as tabernacling among men.
在永世里面，我们要看到神他支搭帐幕在我们中间。
God will finally be with mankind.
终于神能够与人同在。
His presence tabernacling among them.
他支搭帐幕在我们当中。
But the church is the dwelling place of God.
但是教会乃是神居住的所在。
The church will then have become one flesh, one person with Jesus Christ.
在那个时候，教会与基督已经合而为一了。
Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
是他骨中的骨，他肉中的肉。
So all of God in Christ.
所以所有的神是在基督里面。
Will be embodied and manifest through his church.
而会在教会里有形有体的居住。
The temple of God.
成为神他的圣殿。
The city of God.
成为神他的圣城。
The bride of Christ.
成为基督他的心腹。
Looking at the same truth from different angles.
我们是在看同一个真理，但从不同的角度。
And so for now, we must be delivered over to death.
因此，我们需要做的事情就是要。把我们自己交在死地。
So that we might decrease in who we are.
所以我们这个天然人的生命可以衰微减少。
So that our stature in Adam might decrease.
所以我们里面亚当的生命的那个身量可以减低。
So that we might attain the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
好让我们可以长成基督他完满的身量。
For we who live.
当我们因我们这活着的人。
We who are alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
我们是带着耶稣的身。
We who are alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里，我们向神是活着的。
Who are really living that life.
是真正的活出他的生命。
Are constantly being delivered over to death.
像我们这样的人呢，是常常被交在死地的。
For Jesus' sake.
是为着耶稣的缘故被交于死地。
That the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh.
目的呢是为要使耶稣基督的生命能够在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So for me as an apostle, death is always working in me.
所以就着使徒来说呢，那个死是天天在他身上发动的。
But the amazing thing is,
但是很惊人的事情呢，
and I can't explain it to you,
我不知道如何解释这件事。
As that death is working in me,
就是当死在我们身上发动的时候，
life is released in you,
生却在你们身上发动了。
And that's what it means to be living for Christ.
这就是为基督而活的意思。
And so he goes on to define this as the inner man, the outer man being, is decaying, verse 16.
所以在十六节的时候，保罗就会说，外体虽然毁坏。
This outer man is all that we are in Adam.
就是我们这个肉体啊，就是从亚当所得的。
It's the soul life and its mind, emotion, will in ascendancy.
是在我们魂生命里面，是我们的体跟我们的魂，包括我们的思想、意志、情感。
And so this outer man, this identity in Adam,
这个从亚当而得的肉体的生命，这个外面的人，
is put into circumstances,
and 经过各种的情况，
into marriages,
譬如说婚姻，
into jobs,
工作，
into various circumstances,
各样的情况。
So the entire environment is governed by God.
整个我们所经过的环境都是神所掌管。
To bring about the most efficient death is required.
为要成就在我们身上那个最有效率的死。
To who we are in Adam.
就是那个从亚当得着的生命的死。
And so as this exterior Adamic nature is decreasing and dying.
所以这个外体呢，经过各样的环境呢，渐渐的损坏。
The life, character, and nature of Jesus.
但是呢，主耶稣基督他的生命和性格
is growing and taking form.
却在我们里面渐渐的成长成型。
Is increasing in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
他是按着主耶稣基督神儿子他该有的丰满的身量慢慢成长。
And so the process goes on.
所以这是一个不断进行的过程。
For God's church is being filled into all the fullness of God.
好让基督的教会成为那个万有者充满万有者他的丰满。
So let's turn to Philippians 2 and notice another secret as to how this occurs.
我们再看腓立比书第二章，来更进一步的研讨这个秘诀。
I think about the divisions that are in the church in the West and in China and around the world.
我想到在西方世界，甚至中国和世界每一个角落，在许多教会里面所发生的纷争分裂的情形。
Unless there's an actual heresy, if there's a heresy or false teaching, we're not talking about a false teaching, we have to separate from that.
我现在所说的这个分裂不是是因为有人传讲不正确的真理而造成的分裂。
But let's say there's a division because someone thinks we should break bread this way, but another person says we should break bread this way.
比如说我们中间因着决定要如何擘饼而造成了意见不合。
If there's a division around that, that means there's still something in Adam that hasn't died.
这样的纷争，它之所以会产生，就表示在我们当中，我们有亚当的生命还没有死透的情况。
The cross has not gone deep enough.
十架的生命还没有直升值的够深。
Christ is still locked up as potential seed, but not yet been released to give expression.
好像基督还被困在一个小小的种子的形状里面，没有办法被释放、发展出来、显现出来。
So history continues on while God waits.
所以人类历史继续发展的时候呢，神还得耐心的等候。
And we gather in our churches and we do what we think is God's will.
我们一起聚集，我们来做我们觉得这是什么是神的旨意该做的事。
But we have offenses and we have pain of disappointment and divisions among ourselves as brethren.
当我们在教会生活的时候，我们与众圣徒之间还是有许多的不和，很多的痛苦存在。
And who's going to take the initiative to go wash the other brother's feet who offended us?
谁愿意先成为那个甘愿为那个得罪我的弟兄来洗脚的人？
You see, when John 13, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
约翰十三章，当主耶稣为他的门徒洗脚的时候。
You know the setting. You know that picture.
你记得那幅图画吗
？They're ready to celebrate the Last Supper.
他们是那个是要在吃最后晚餐之前。
They have rented this facility, and actually, they didn't rent it, they just commandeered it. They have this facility, and they're going to celebrate the Last Supper. And so they walk in off the street and they go into the place where they're going to eat.
所以他们, 从街道上经过,
Now in the ancient world, they did not have modern plumbing and sewage. So they just dumped all the sewage into the streets. And so when you would come in off the street, it was normal to have your feet washed before you entered the house.
所以当你进入一个房子之前呢, 当时的习俗是要把脚先洗干净的。
Unless you want to bring the environment and the odor of the street into the house with you.
除非你是要把外面所有的污秽带到房子里。
And so there would be a slave there at the door, and the slave would wash the guest's feet.
所以通常在门口会有一个仆役或者是一个奴隶等着要替你洗脚。
And evidently, at this particular time, there was no slave to wash anyone's feet.
很明显，那天呢， 在这个进入这个晚餐的屋子之前， 是没有一个奴隶在那等着要洗替你洗脚。
So they just walk in with their filthy feet and just celebrate the feast.
所以这些门徒呢， 就带着肮脏的脚进入那个房间准备要吃晚饭。
And so this is totally inappropriate. So what does Jesus do?
这实在是非常不合宜的。 所以主耶稣做了什么事呢？
He takes the form of a bond slave.
他就取了奴仆的形象。
And he begins to wash their feet.
开始为门徒们洗脚。
And he says, "You do not understand what I'm doing now."
他对他们说, 你们不明白为什么我现在做这件事。
But you see, when the church comes into being,
但当教会成型的时候,
there's going to be all kinds of characters that are going to be coming into the church.
有各式各样的人物会来到教会里面。
They're going to be like you, Peter.
有些人会像你, 彼得啊,
very proud and very high.
非常的骄傲, 脾气非常的大,
everyone's surrounding you and serving you.
好像所有人都来, 应该围绕你, 以你为中心,
I'm not going to wash John's feet, and I'm not going to wash James' feet. I'm just going to walk right in and sit down with the Lord in my defiled state.
彼得的态度就是我可不会替约翰洗脚替雅各洗脚我就是要照我的这样子样子呢进到那个宴席里与我的主耶稣一起用餐。So
Jesus girding himself with a towel.
所以主耶稣呢就用毛巾, 束腰,
that is taking on our humanity.
就好像他怎样穿上了人性,
pouring into the basin water.
将水倒在盆中,
that is pouring out his soul unto death.
就好像他怎样将他的魂生命整个倾倒以至于死。
With the towel of that humanity infused with that divine life.
借着那个手巾, 就好像借着他的人性显出了神性。
Through some humble member of his body.
借着他谦卑, 温柔的性情。
He washes the filth of this world off of the feet.
借着他身体中那些谦卑的肢体, 把这个地上的污秽洗干净。
This is God.
这就是神。
Just trying to crown us with glory and honor.
神要以尊贵荣耀做我们冠冕的。
But there's so much in the way.
但是呢, 这一路上呢, 有这么多的障碍。
And so there was a problem in Philippi, and there was Euodica and Syntyche, and they were not getting along together.
就好像在腓立比的教会一样, 他们有分争, 在两个人之间有一个纷争。
Let's just notice that in Philippians chapter 4.
在腓立比书第四章里也为我们记载到,
I urge Euodia and Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
第二节讲到说, 我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
They are Paul's fellow workers.
这个是, 真实与我一同负轭的。
You see in verse 3, Euodica and Syntyche shared in Paul's struggle in the cause of the gospel.
因为这两个女人呢, 在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Whatever the problem was between Euodica and Syntyche, it wasn't a doctrinal problem.
很明显的, 在犹阿爹和寻都基之间的不和呢, 不是在真理上的不和。
They shared in Paul's struggle for the cause of the gospel.
因为他们曾与保罗一同因着福音的缘故劳苦。
They are considered fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
保罗称他们是同工, 他们的名字也记载, 在生命册上。
But whatever it was, these two were not getting along.
但不管是什么原因, 很明显的, 他们俩中间不和谐。
Not because of false teaching.
不是因为他们有错误的教训。
But something about Iodica and something about Syntyche that clashed and came into conflict.
反正不知道什么事情在这两人中间就是没有办法和谐。
Now they're living in the outer man.
所以他们是活在他们这个外面的肉体里。
The divine life and the seed is now suppressed, quenched, and grieved.
神那个神圣生命的种子呢，在他们里面呢，又干渴又受压。
This wonderful fellowship at Philippi is now in danger of losing the testimony of Jesus.
这个美好的腓立比教会现在有一个危机，就是他们将要失去那个美好的见证。
They would still be a Bible-believing church and very, very fundamental, but no testimony of Jesus.
它仍然是一个教会，教导圣经里纪要的真理，但是呢，却没有见证。
So how can these problems be reconciled and dealt with?
那我们怎么样解决这个问题呢？
Paul says the answer is to understand who God is.
保罗说答案就是要知道神是谁。
God in the person of Christ.
还有基督这个人是谁。
So let's just read together.
我们一起读好不好？
Chapter 2 and verse 1.
第二章第一节，同一卷书，腓立比书二章一节。
And so we'll just read, start with verse 1. If there is any encouragement in Christ.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉。
If there's any consolation from the source of love.
爱心有什么安慰?
If there's any fellowship or partnership in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵有什么交通?
Any affection and compassion.
心中有什么慈悲怜悯?
Make my joy complete.
使我的喜乐可以满足。
By being of the same mind.
怎么样可以让保罗喜乐满足呢?就是要意念相同。
Maintain the same spirit.Maintaining the same love.
爱心要相同。
Notice, united in spirit.
有一样的心思。
Intent on one purpose.
有一样的意念。
This one purpose is defined in the, specifically in the book of Ephesians.
而这个意念呢，只有在腓立比以弗所书里面特别有提到。
Doing nothing from selfish ambition.
不可结，凡事不可结党。
Or empty deceit.
也不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But with humility of mind.
只要存心谦卑。
Let each of you, let's start with the leaders in America, or in China, let's say, where there's all this division. Let each of, starting with the leaders, start right here.
不论是在美国、中国，我们要从教会的领袖开始实行这件事。
Let's regard one another as more important than himself.
那就是要看别人比自己强。
This is God.
因为这就是神的所事。
When Jesus Christ became man,
当耶稣基督取了人的形象的时候，
He considered us in our fallen state.
他考虑到我们是在一个堕落的一个情况里。
More important than himself.
他认为那个情况比他自己是谁更重要。
What kind of a self is he?
那他是怎样的一个己生命呢？
The Lamb of God.
他的生命就像一个神的羔羊。
Takes away the sin of the world.
他来要除去世人的罪孽的。
And so we're going to consider about this one who did not consider himself more important than us.
所以我们要思想耶稣，这位不以自己与神为同等为强夺的那一位。
God has personal interests.
他是对我们有极深的兴趣的。
He says in Isaiah, I will not give my glory to another.
他在以赛亚书说，我将我的荣耀给你们。
Yet in John 17, Jesus prays.
在约翰十七章的时候，当耶稣祷告。
Father, with that glory that you have given me.
他说：“父啊，你所赐给我的荣耀。”
Grant them that glory you have given me.
也赐给他们。
That glory I had with you.
我与你同有的荣耀。
All eternity.
就是在创世以前就有的荣耀。
I pray that you would give them that glory that we may be one even as we are one.
我祷告你把这个荣耀赐给他们，就是好像我如何与你为一，你叫他们也如何合而为一。
So if this divine family of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit only wanted to regard their personal interests.
就好像这个三而一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们都只有一个共同的兴趣。
We have something really wonderful together. It is perfect.
而在他们这三者之间呢，有一个非常完美的和谐。
The eternal fellowship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Godhead is absolutely perfect.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们之间有极其和谐、完美的交通和关系。
And if we just consider our personal interests, then we can never share this with anyone else.
如果我们只顾自己的事的话，我们永远没有办法与别人分享。
What we have is perfect.
因为我们现在所有的是完美的。
But we have a heart to give.
但是呢，三而一的神呢，有一个心要给。
And we want to create a counterpart to who we are.
我们要为我们自己找一个对象，可以跟我们配合的。
Not equal to who we are.
不是与我们同等的。
But a creation that can share in this fellowship.
而是一个受造之物，但是却能有份与我们的交通的。
So we're going to have to set aside our personal interests.
所以呢，我们必须三而一神，先把自己他们自己的兴趣利益放一边。
The father is going to need to be willing to sacrifice his son.
首先，父必须愿意牺牲自己的子。
The eternal Son in union with the Father.
这位一直与神同在的儿子
is going to need to be willing to let go of that relationship and to die the death of all mankind.
必须先愿意牺牲放弃他跟父永远存在的那个美好的关系，而愿意成为一个人为罪人而死。
And the eternal Spirit, who is the link and the fellowship between the Father and the Son, is going to have to experience.A loss.
而这个将父与子联合的神圣的灵必须也要经历一个损失。
Because when Jesus poured out his soul unto death, he offered himself without spot or blemish through the eternal spirit.
因为当主耶稣基督将自己魂生命倾倒以至于死的时候，他要借着圣灵把这个祭献到父的面前。
So all three persons of the Godhead are going to have to experience something like a death.To themselves.
所以就着三而一的神而言，他们要经历一个好像死的这过程。
In order to gain the objects of their affection.
以至于他们能得着那他们所爱的对象。
So Paul says, all right, it's only reasonable, verse 4, that you do not look out for your own personal interests.
所以对着保罗来说，这是最自然不过的事情，就是个人不要单顾自己的事。
But to have the interest of others.
也要顾别人的事。
In other words, I want you to be just like God.
意思就是说，你们必须像神一样。
I want you to have this mind, this thinking in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
我要你们与基督要有一样的心思和意念。
Or another way to translate this, I want you to have the same attitude that is now active and a reality in Jesus Christ.
意思呢，就是说我要你们与那个现在正在运行的那个基督的心思一样的心思。
Who, although he eternally subsisted in the form of God,
虽然呢，从永远到永远，他就存在在一个神的形象里。
One with God and sharing the same nature as God.
他是与神合而为一，而且与神的性情有份的。
He did not regard to be on equality with God a thing to be held on to or grasped.
他并没有以自己是与神同等的为强夺，就是引以为傲。
In contrary to Lucifer, who said, "I will be like the Most High and I will ascend to the throne of God."
但是呢，撒旦却是相反的态度。他说，我要升为至高，我要与神同等。
Or Adam said, okay, Adam the same way, I will be like God and then act independent of God.
或者像亚当一样说，我要像神，我要向神独立。
So Lucifer grasped at being co-equal with God and of course failed, was cast down.
当撒旦他那个心思一想到我要与神同等的时候，他就被击打下来。
Satan told Adam that if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will be like God.
那个仇敌呢，就是撒旦告诉亚当跟夏娃说，如果你们吃呢，你吃的日子眼睛就明亮，就像神一样。
So Lucifer is grasping and wanting to take to himself that which belongs to God.
因为这个撒旦想要做的一件事就是把那个属于神的占为己有。
And Adam followed in the same direction.
亚当也是一样。
But not Jesus.
但是主耶稣不是这样。
This is the Lord Jesus before he became man.
这个就是在耶稣甚至在成为人之前他的本性。
Eternally subsisting in the form of God.
他是一直在神的形象里的。
He is co-equal and co-eternal with God in all of his glory and majesty.
他是与神同等的，而且是与神同存在的。
But he did not consider or regard being on equality a thing to be held on to.
他并没有因此为傲，觉得这是可夸的而不可放手的一件事。
Or to be grasped and taken to himself.
他不以为这个是他当占为己有的。
Why? Because it's already his.
为什么呢？因为他本来就有。
It isn't something he needs to grasp for, it's his by right.
他必须要挣扎去夺得的，因为这就是他天然天生的权利。
And so what does he do?
所以主耶稣怎么做？
In contrast, he emptied himself.
他做的是相反的，他就
The Chinese Bible, what's the word for emptied himself?
虚己 empty himself.
Okay. The New English Bible says made himself nothing.
就是让自己成为无有。
That's the key to unity.
这个就是合一的诀窍。
There's going to be unity in the church?
你要在教会里有真实的合一吗？
It's going to start right here.
必须从这里开始。
Being just like God.
就要像神的性情一样
thinking like he's thinking
要有与神一样的心思
having the same mind and the same spirit
一样的意念在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
he emptied himself taking the form of a bond slave
他虚己取了奴仆的形象
being made in the likeness of men
成为人的样式既有人的样子
he's the bond servant of Jehovah
他就成为一个神的奴仆
And it says he's in the likeness of men or mankind.
他说他既然有人的样子。
He is man, but he's different.
他虽然有人的样子，但他是不同的。
He doesn't have any original sin.
因为他并没有原罪的问题。
And so that makes him like man, but very much different.
所以呢，他好像外面像人，但却是非常不同的人。
So he's like mankind.
他是有了人的样子。
But separated from sinners.
但是却是与罪人不一样的人。
And as man, he's found in the appearance as a man.
他既然呢有了人的样子。
In other words, the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
就换句话说，他就是那个道成了肉身，支搭帐幕在我们中间。
The prophet Isaiah says that his form was not something that we should esteem or look upon.
以赛亚曾经说过，他实在没有加行美容叫我们羡慕。
Isaiah 53 says he was despised and rejected of men.
以赛亚说五十三章说也讲到说他被人拒绝，被人藐视，被人厌弃。
And I'm just going to turn to that passage for a moment because it's rather amazing when we look at the contrast here.
如果你看以赛亚书五十三章的时候，你会很惊讶，说这是何等的一个对比啊！
Isaiah 53, verse 2.
53章第二节
In the middle of the verse, he has no stately form or majesty.
他无美貌使我们羡慕他
That we should look upon him.
当我们看见他的时候
Nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
他没有加行美容也无美貌使我们羡慕他
Or that we should even desire him.
好像我们一点不会羡慕他的外形。
He did not look like King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他的外形一点都不像那个万王之王、万主之主。
In chapter 52, verse 14, says, "So his appearance was marred more than any man."
因此，在以赛亚书五十二章十四节的时候，许多人因他惊奇。
And his form more than the sons of men.
因为他的面貌比人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
So Philippians 2 verse 8 said, being found in the appearance as a man.
所以当腓立比书第二章这里讲到说他既有人的样式。
He had no halo on his head.
他是没有一个光圈在他头上的。
When people looked at him, they didn't see an aura.
当人看他的时候并没有看到什么特别的荣光。
We just saw that in Isaiah 53 verse 2.
就像以赛亚所说的一样。
Being found as in the appearance as a man.
既有人的样子。
This word, appearance, is schema, outward appearance.
这个样子是指外面的样子。
In other words, when people looked upon him, they could not see the form of God that was in his innermost being.
就是当人看他外面的样子的时候，是看不见在他内生命深处的神的性情和生命。
Because as the eternal Son of God,
因为身为永生神的儿子
he is now bearing the form of a bond slave.
他现在是穿戴了一个人的样式。
It's in the nature of God to be a bond slave.
就是以神他的性情和生命来穿了一个奴仆的形象。
Because he says, He taking the form of a bondslave.
这里讲到说,
How can the eternal Son of God, who is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father, take on the form of a bondslave?
你能想象吗? 这位永生神的儿子, 他与神自由, 自从永远到永远就存在的, 你能享受一切荣耀, 今天却能取了一个奴仆的形象。
That means there's something in his nature that is extremely deep and infinitely humble.
那表示说在神的性情里面有一个非常极端的, 非常大的一个谦卑。
That which is a part of his majesty and glory and transcendence.
而这与他的那个放射性的, 尊荣威严是相等的。
Is rooted in infinite humility and meekness.
他一切的荣耀尊严都是根植于极深的极广的谦卑里面。
So he was found in the appearance as a man.
他有了人的样子。
And see, as God, he's already humbled himself.
他虽然是神，他已经谦卑了自己。
He humbled himself when he became man.
因为他愿意成为人。
But now as man, he demonstrated what that meant to him as God.
当他既然成了人之后,
so now that as man, he humbles himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
他就自己卑微, 存心顺服,
and that death is to the ultimate extreme, the outermost limit of death on a cross.
而且这个死呢,
And so I'm sure you know what a cross means in the Roman world. If you're a Roman citizen and you are going to be executed, it would not be on a cross.
So
the Apostle Paul, a Roman citizen, was not executed on a cross.
这个保罗他也是罗马的公民，不是被十架钉死的。
He was executed under Roman law by decapitation.
Beheaded. 他是按照罗马的那个刑罚呢，将他的公民处死的时候是砍头的。
To die on a Roman cross was only for non-citizens and the lowest of criminals.
十字架的酷刑呢，只有对着非罗马公民来施行的。
You would never see early Christians wearing a cross around their neck.
所以在那个时候，你很少看，绝对不会看到任何一个基督徒带一个十字架的项链的。
That would be advertising an utter disgrace.
因为那是非常的不恭敬，非常的可耻的一个行为。
But they would glory in the cross in their lives. Their lives gloried in the cross of Jesus.
但是因着耶稣基督的十字架，我们的生命得着了荣耀。
Because they knew that He chose to go to that cross for them.
但主耶稣他选择十架这件事是充满了荣耀，因为他选择去。That
his obedience unto death opened the door to paradise.
他的存心顺服以至于死，为我们敞开了天堂的门。And
so God has highly exalted him, Jesus.
那就是为什么在这里说到，所以神将他升为至高。From
the lowest place of humility and degradation.
从那个最卑微、充满了羞辱的低谷。
Crowned with glory and honor.
主耶稣被高升，并且得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
So in Psalm 2, it was God's intention to crown man with glory and honor.
在诗篇第二篇里面，那是神的原意，要叫我们得着荣耀尊冕尊贵为冠冕。
If Adam had continued in the pathway of obedience, he would have attained glory and honor.
如果在起初亚当就顺服，一路遵照神的旨意，他至终要得着那个荣耀尊贵为冠冕的。
But Adam disobeyed, and that possibility was cut off.
但是因为亚当不顺服，所以那个机会就失去了。So
Jesus, as the last Adam, had to come into the place of Adam.
所以基督成为了那个末后的亚当，来代替他。Finish
that course that God required.
完成神所要求完成的。And
then pay the price and penalty for man's sin.
并且为着我们的罪付了代价。
And then in resurrection, glorification, he now represents man as God intended man to be.
借着复活升天得荣耀，他现在已经成为那个神当初所需要的、所预愿得着的那个人。
He is now the second man.
他是成为那个第二个人。
Head of the new creation.
那一切新造的元首。
Image of the invisible God.
那个不可看见的神的形象。
Image to whom we are being conformed.
也是这个神像形象，就是我们都要被改变相似的。
So this whole creation is now groaning and in a state of death.
所以所有的受造之物现在叹息劳苦。
With every tornado and hurricane and earthquake.
每一个龙卷风，每一个台风，每一个地震。
With every war and disaster that's on the horizon.
每一个战争，每一个灾难。
This is the death throes and the death pangs of the old creation.
这些都是代表的对着旧造的一个审判和死刑。
The new creation, which is already complete in Christ, is seeking to find expression into this world.
那在基督里面已经完成的那个新造呢，在这个地上寻找每一个机会被彰显出来。
So there's a huge conflict between two kingdoms.
所以你可以看到两个国度的极端的比照。
Satan, who is the head of the old creation and the fallen creation.
撒旦一面来说，他是那个堕落的旧造，所有有关旧造的元首。
Who is opposed to Jesus Christ as the head of the new creation.
在那里抵挡，或者说与耶稣来相比呢，耶稣是那个新造的元首。
Two kingdoms in conflict.
这里有两个国度在征战。
And this conflict is converging and coming to a point in our generation.
在这个征战在一路上已经来到非常激烈化，在我们这个时代进入非常白热化的一个对比跟竞争。
And when the church finally attains the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
等到教会终于长大，进入长成基督完满的身量的时候，
God in Christ,
这位神在基督里，
in union with His glorified bride,
与他心腹联合，
will crush Satan under the feet of the church,
将会击打撒旦，践踏他在他的脚下。
And in Revelation chapter 12, He and His host will be cast out of heaven.
在启示录十二章讲到说，他和他属于他的撒旦和属于他的都会气愤愤的下到地上来。
And it says there'll be no more place for Satan and his hosts in heaven.
因为在天上他再也没有位置了。
Because that place will now be occupied by God in Christ in His church.
因为到那个时候，天呢是被耶稣基督和他的心腹所充满。
Just one more little explanation on.Jesus born and then coming to maturity.
我们再讲到一点关于主耶稣的诞生以及到他如何长成成为成熟。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
We'll just read this together and start
with
Hebrews 2:5.
第二章第五节，希伯来书第二章第五节。
And how do you want to? How about they just everybody just reads it?
We'll, 我们一起读 We'll read at the same time. How about that?
Yeah, okay. We'll just start reading with Hebrews 2:5.
希伯来书第二章第五节，我们一起读好吗？如此。但有 just verse 5.
Okay, well that's good. So we see that angels who are now in charge of the present created order.
我们知道现在在我们这个时代天使是管辖许多的事。
And because of Adam's fall, this world, which was subjected to him originally, is subjected to Satan.
为什么呢？因为亚当的堕落，当初神将一切交给亚当执掌，但因为他的堕落呢，他把自己交给撒旦了。
We have elect angels and fallen angels who are supervising under God's direction this world.
所以在神的管辖之下呢，一面我们有光明的天使长，我们也有堕落的天使长。
Beginning with the millennium and on into the eternal state, this will not be so.
从千禧年开始，一直到末了，永远，再也不是这样。
Because originally it was God's intention for man to be.His representative and king.
因为在原初神创造人的时候，神的意思就是叫人成为主宰一切的。
So verse 6 through 8.
第六节到第八节，请我们一起读。但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，
既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
So in verse 8, God the Father, in His intention, has put all things in subjection under His, that is, man's feet.
在这里第八节，你可以看出神原意是要叫万物都伏在他的脚下，这个他就是指手造的人。
So Satan saw this, and when he saw this, he assaulted Adam in the garden.
所以撒旦当初是看清楚这一点了，所以他就来攻击亚当跟夏娃。
He discerned that God's intention was to overthrow him and defeat him through Adam.
他知道神的原意是要借着亚当将他击败。
So working through Eve, he brought them down.
所以借着经过他在夏娃身上的工作呢，他把亚当给拉下来了。
So the Hebrews goes on to say, in subjecting all things to him, man, God left nothing that is not subject to him.
在第八节讲到说，既然叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。
That includes Satan.
这也包括，这没有一样就包括撒旦也在内。
Do you see Satan subject to man as God intended him to be?
你看看现在的情形，撒旦岂是服在人的手下的吗？照着神当初所定义的。
No, we do not yet.
我们还没有控制撒旦。
But, verse 9, we see him.Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels.
但是第九节讲到说，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
Who, because of suffering and death, crowned with glory and honor.
因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
So in the man Jesus, God has attained His goal.
所以借着耶稣基督这个人，神达到了他的目的。
And that by the grace of God, He might taste death for every man.
叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
If you taste death, that means you experience death right into your innermost being.
当你说尝了死味，就是表示说你经历了那个死亡，在你最深之处经过了。
And the wages of sin is death.
而罪的工价就是死。
So when Adam sinned, in the day that he sinned, he died.
当亚当犯罪的时候，他犯罪的那一刹那，他就死了。
Not physically, but spiritually.
不是他的肉体死了，而是他的灵性死了。
Physical death is the outworking and the result of spiritual death.
但是他后来肉体的死乃是因为起初这个灵性的死亡造成的。
In the day that you eat of that tree, Adam, in that day you will die.
所以说你吃的那日必死。
But he didn't die physically until 930 years later.
但是呢，在他吃的当时，他并没有肉体死亡，一直到930年之后。
So the sin of the entire human race, which is the result of death, Jesus tasted.
所以为着整个人类，耶稣来尝了死味。
He drank down death.
他喝了那个死亡的杯。
And in his death, death died.
在他的死里面，那个辖制我们的死亡也死了。
The sum total of that which separates man from God died in the death of Christ.
那个拦阻在神和人之间的那个拦阻，因着神儿子的死一起结束了。
And in, when Christ was raised from the dead, death is swallowed up in life.
所以当神的儿子从死里复活的时候，死亡就被他吞灭了。
And so resurrection is the victory over death.
所以我们说复活是那个死亡战胜死亡的一个意义。
Then in resurrection life, he ascends through the heavens.
带着复活的生命，耶稣升上了高天，进入天堂。
He passes through the heavens.
他经过了众天堂。
He then is exalted. He is now exalted above the heavens.
他经过了诸天，他现在是在诸天之上。
Then, according to 1 Peter 3, last verse, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
根据彼得后书说到，他已经坐在神宝座的右边。
After having subjected all rule, authority, and principality to him.
叫一切的执政掌权的都伏在他的脚下。
This is also indicated in Ephesians 1:19-21.
在以弗所书一章十九到二十一节也为我们解释到这个情形。
So he is crowned with glory and honor.
所以我们知道主耶稣已经得着荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Verse 10, it was fitting for him.
在第十节讲到说。
What is the Chinese word for fitting?
Fitting, appropriate.
Appropriate.Well, in the original language, it means it's completely suitable and appropriate to deity.
And that's exactly what it means, right?
Yeah. Yeah, deity. I mean, this is just like God. This is where he is.
第十节这里讲到说本是合宜的，这个合宜是讲说与他的神性是相合的。
It's suitable to him. It's fitted to him. It's appropriate for him.
是非常合宜的，就着主耶稣的神性来说。
For whom are all things? At verse 10, if is fitting for him, for whom are all things? Is that what it says in the Chinese Bible? Doesn't say
wait,
that.
Wait, say it again.
I'm
sorry. For whom?
Yeah, it was fitting for him, verse 10, for whom are all things?
Oh, okay. 那原来为万物所属，为万物所本的，这个就是描述这位神性是怎么样，就是为万物所属，为万物所本。就着这个描述来说，这是极为合宜的。
And so, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things?
那个为万物所属，为万物所本的。
In other words, the whole creation is for him.
就讲到说，所有的受造都是为了他的。
The whole creation came into being through him.
所有的万物都是借着他被造而有的。
It's fitting for him in bringing many sons to glory.
所以呢，他要带许多儿子进入荣耀里，是合宜的。
To perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
And so the Chinese word for perfect is what?
Perfect, yes, 完全，yes.
Okay. The Greek term for perfect means bring to maturity.
在这里呢，原文就的完全的意思是说，让他达到成熟。
Teleosis, the term means to that God reaches His goal or end through the sufferings of Christ.
说神借着耶稣基督所受的苦难，达到了他的目标。So
Jesus, who is the source. The author and originator of our salvation is perfected through sufferings.
就是主耶稣，他是我们救恩的元帅，也是我们救恩的源头。借着苦难，他被成全而长大成熟。So
the man Jesus, without sin, is perfected through suffering.
所以这个没有罪的人耶稣，借着受苦难，他得到完全。So
he who sanctifies us, who is making us holy. For the one who is sanctifying us and those who are being sanctified are all from one Father.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
We're one with Jesus in his suffering.
都与基督的苦难和他所有的有份。
So we can be one with him in his maturity, his perfection.
所以我们可以与主合而为一，在他的成熟的生命里合而为一，也在他的苦难里合而为一。
I do not like suffering.
我个人来说是不喜欢苦难的。
Have you met anyone that likes suffering?
有没有人是喜欢苦难的？
We groan and we moan and we complain.
我们叹息，我们劳苦，我们抱怨。
It can be really awful.
因为苦难可以是非常可怕的。
And yet, Jesus was perfected through suffering.
但是主耶稣都经过苦难得以完全。
And it's God's way to bring us to glory.
这个就是神带我们进入荣耀的道路。
Because it was God's way to bring him to glory.
因为这就是神所用的道路带他的儿子进入荣耀。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 7.
第七节,
look at verse 6. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is now a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
第六节先讲到说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
And he's in this state of honor as man.
就的人的程度来说，主耶稣是在一个尊荣的地位。
As a priest, he is the mediator between God and man.
但身为祭司呢，主耶稣是在神和人中间的中保。But
the Greek word mediator means that he is the one through whom God gives all of himself.
就的原文来说，这个中保所做的事情就是神借着这个中保把他自己给了人。As
mediator, all that God is available through the priest, high priest Jesus Christ.
所以所有在神里面的丰富呢，在主耶稣基督里面都有了。All
God's fullness and blessing is mediated through our high priest.
所有的神的祝福都借着这个中保传给了我们。And
here he is presented as king priest.
在这里呢，他是以麦基洗德的等次为祭司，是那位有尊荣的祭司。And
according to 1 Peter 2:9, we are a royal priesthood.
我们也是那个祭司的国度，我们都是有君尊的祭司。
In Revelation 1:6, we are a kingdom and priests to God the Father.
在启示录也讲到说，就父神来说，我们也是那个君祭司的国度。
So like father, like son.
所以父是怎样的，子也是怎样的。
Like son, like many sons.
子是怎么样呢？众子也是怎么样。
That's the plan.
这个就是神的计划。
And so in the days of his flesh, Hebrews 5:7.
在第七节讲说，基督在肉体的时候。
When he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying.
既大声哀哭流泪祷告。
Loud crying and tears to him.
大声哀哭流泪祷告。
Who was able to save him from death.
恳求那能救他免死的主。
And he was heard because of his piety.
就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Was he saved from death?
但是他岂是从他岂能免了死亡的痛苦吗？
He was not saved from death.
他没有。
Because death to him meant separation from the Father.
也对主耶稣来说，死亡的意思是什么呢？就是与他的父分开。
He could not bear the thought of being separated from the Father.
这样的事情连进入他的心思都是很难接受的。
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以主耶稣在十字架上哀叫叫说，父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃我？
So as he was constantly facing the purpose for which he was born.
他一直在面对说他为什么诞生在地上那个目的。
He was born to die.
主耶稣诞生就是为了要受死。
To fulfill the Father's purpose and plan for the many sons.
完成天父为着众子所预备的计划。
He prayed with loud crying and tears.
因此他大声哀哭流泪祷告。
When I visited some of the house churches in China last year.
去年我拜访了一些中国的地下教会。
I would be awakened early in the morning.
我常常很早就被他们唤醒。
With loud crying and tears.
为什么唤醒呢？因为他们在那里大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
This would go on for a long time.
他们会祷告很长的时间。
And when I would finally would come to speak after several hours.
几个小时之后，当我开始释放信息。
They were just very different than what you see in the average church in America.
他们的情况跟我们在美国一般看到教会的光景很不一样的。
It was very hot and the conditions were very poor.
The conditions?
It was hot out and humid, but the conditions were very poor.
整个的居住环境、聚会的环境是非常不好的。
And so I would stand there for hours and share the word.
天气非常傲热，我站在那里花几个小时跟他们一起分享神的话。
No one ever looked at their watches.
但是没有一个人看一下他们的表。
And they sit on these little tiny little pieces of board.
他们坐在这个很薄的木板上。
And so attentive and so eager and taking notes.
全神贯注，不停地记笔记。
Never complained about any discomfort.
从来没有为着环境的不舒适而抱怨。
And they never looked at their watch wondering when the preacher was going to be through.
他们没有一个人看表说啊，他什么时候才要讲完。
They just had great need.
因为他们有那样大的需要。
They just cried out with loud crying and tears.
他们是大声哀哭流泪祷告向神求。
And see, I didn't know what they were praying about in this one prayer meeting early in the morning.
因为我听不懂国语，所以我并不是知道，我并不知道他们在为什么祷告。
But the previous night, I was trying to share things, but I was just hitting a wall.
我知道在那前一个晚上，当我在分享的时候，好像碰到了铜墙铁壁。
And so these people, this was not acceptable. They had traveled from all over, hundreds of miles, and left their jobs.And they came to hear the word of God.
对这些人来说，这样的光景是不能够接受的，因为他们都请假，经过很长的路途来到这个训练的机会。
So I come to find out that they were praying for me.
后来我才发现，才明白说，原来他们一大早哀哭祷告是为了我。
So when I stood up and I began to speak.
所以当我站起来的时候，我可以开始讲。
This lake of divine revelation that I was aware of in my mind, in my heart.
就是在我心中神所启示那个极大的一个启示。
Instead of just being a little garden hose,
我手上所释放的信息不再是经过一个小小的水管。
Was like a huge conduit.
而是像有一个很大的一个度量，一个容器。
And this divine flood was coming out.
一个神圣的能力，那个水流借着我释放出来。
Because that's what they needed.
因为那个是在场的弟兄姊妹所需要的。
And I was speaking, I was learning new things.
当我一面传讲的时候，我一面也从我所传讲里面学到新的事情。
So somebody prayed.
所以有人祷告。
Since last night until today.
因为有人从前一天晚上就开始为我祷告，一直到第二天。
Maybe just one or two.
也许只是少极少数的人。
Maybe someone who is on the video that we have not, maybe it wasn't here, maybe it was in China.
也许那个人在中国，或者他将来会看到这个 DVD.
Maybe someone is crying out.God, what is going on? We need to have a word. We need to know what you're doing.
也许有人在那里大声哀哭祷告说，神啊，到底怎么样？我们实在需要听见你的话语。
So maybe this is primarily for them.
也许我们今天这些信息就是为了那些的人。
Not that he wouldn't wash you in the process.
但是呢，并表示说，在这个预备的过程里面，我们都因此得福。
When Paul wrote the epistles to the various churches.
当保罗写给众教会书信的时候
He didn't know that God was going to be released to the next 60 generations.
他是没有想到说神会用那些书信对未来60个世代的人说话。
When he took up his pen and wrote those words to the Corinthians and the Thessalonians and others, he did not know that those words would go to the ends of the earth for generations.
当他拿起笔来写这些书信的时候，他怎么样都想不到，将来这些书信都要流传到全世界每一个角落。
But that's the way God is. He just looks for opportunities to be released in a man.
但是这就是我们的神，他寻找每一个机会，就让他能够借着人传扬出去。
Or to be released through.A fellowship.
我借着一个团契被释放出去。
To bring about the consummation of the age.
让我们能够达到末了世代的结束。
So Jesus as man, he was heard because of his piety. This is Hebrews 7, or it's 5 verse 7.
在五章七节里面讲到说，恳求那救他免死的主，就因着他的虔诚蒙了应许。
Now the Chinese word for piety, what is that?
Reverence.
Okay, good. Yeah, the word piety means that when you would look at the life of Jesus, his whole character was reverence and respect for the Father. The fear of God was upon him, Isaiah 11.
这里所谓他的虔诚，就是讲到主耶稣在他一生里面所彰显的向着神的那个敬畏跟虔诚。
Although in his essential nature and character, he was eternally a son.
虽然在他的极深的本性里面，他是自有拥有，就是神的儿子。
Yet in this humanity, this who he is Jesus, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
但是呢，虽然他是神的儿子，当他成为耶稣的时候，还借着苦难学会了顺从。
You see, as the eternal Son of God, he does not need to learn obedience.
就着永生神儿子的地位来说，他是不需要学习什么是顺服。
But as son of man, he needed to learn obedience.
但是成为人子的时候，他必须学会什么是顺服。
Through the things which he suffered.
借着苦难，他学会了顺从。
And so in his will, which is without sin, that will had to constantly be brought into submission to the will of God the Father.
虽然他是没有罪的，但他的意志力要不断地被训练，知道自己要随时降服在父的面前。
I have come to do your will, O God, therefore a body you have prepared for me.
他说你为我预备了身体，这个身体是为要遵照你的旨意而行。
And that's what the body of Christ is for the will of God to be done.
同样的，基督的身体也只有一个目的，就是要遵行父神的旨意。
The human body of Jesus is the vessel for the expression of the will of God.
那个主耶稣他那个人性的身体是成为神能够被彰显的一个器皿。
His spiritual body, the church, is to be no less a vessel for the doing of the will of God.
所以同样的，教会在属灵的意义上也是基督的身体，也是一样要彰显神的旨意。
And so the church must learn obedience to the things which we suffer.
所以教会也需要经过苦难，学会了顺服。
But there's really good news tucked away in the Greek language here, in this verse.
在这一节呢，就的原文来说，有一个很好的信息。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
说到他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
And the word obedience in the original language has the definite article in front of it, the obedience.
在这里呢，原文说到这个顺服的顺从的时候，有一个那个特定的顺从。
In other words, the obedience that God expected of Adam, Adam failed.
有一个定冠词在这个顺从之前，就表示说这个顺从不是别的，就是当初神创造亚当时候希望亚当有的那个顺从。
So through the disobedience of the one, Paul says in Romans 5, the many were made disobedient.
他说因着一个人的不顺服，许多人都归在那个不顺从的里面。
So the whole human race in Adam is the disobedience.
所以从亚当开始的整个人类都被圈在这个所谓不顺从的这个范畴里。
The whole race in Adam represents rebellion and disobedience to God.
整个亚当跟他的后代都代表了那个叛逆不顺从。
So Jesus as the last Adam, the second man, embodies the obedience to God.
而耶稣他来了，成为那个末后的亚当，第二个人，他代表的就是那个失去的顺从。
It's a collective and a corporate and representative obedience to God.
是一个团体的，是一个被扩张的一个团体的顺从。
So if we struggle with disobedience, we need to stand into the obedience of Jesus.
若是我们还在这里挣扎不能顺从，我们必须要选择进入耶稣基督所完成的那个顺服。
He has completed the course of obedience to God.
他已经完成了按照神的旨意完成了那个顺服的要求。
So no matter how much we fail and are disobedient, there's still obedience in Him for us.
所以不管我们有多少次的背叛不服。在主耶稣那里总有足够的顺服让我们能够进入。
So when we're suffering, we say, okay, Lord, just show me where I need to appropriate the obedience of Jesus in this situation.
所以当我们遭遇苦难的时候，我们要祷告说，神啊，请你指教我，让我知道在哪里我必须要应用主耶稣基督的顺服。
Because I want to be made perfect.
因为我要借这个环境得以完全。
Jesus, having been made perfect,
也连主耶稣都因为这样
Brought to maturity, brought to completion.
达到成熟，达到完满。
As man,
站在人的位置上。
He became to all those who obey him.
他既已完全，就为凡顺从他的人。
The source of eternal salvation.
成了永远得救的根源。
What is eternal salvation?
什么是永远得救的根源？
Saved from sin.
从罪中得释放。
Being delivered from sin.
从罪中被释放，被拯救。
And then glorified.
而且得着荣耀。
That's eternal salvation.
这个就是所说的永远的得救。
We will not enter into full salvation until we are glorified.
我们不会进入那个完全的救恩，直到我们得荣耀的日子。
He is crowned with glory and honor, therefore he is the only source of eternal salvation.
既然主耶稣基督已经得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕，他就成为那个唯一得救的根源。
Being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
他是神所指定的，按着麦基洗德的等次做祭司的。
One who is king.
他一面是君王。
One who is priest.
一面他是祭司。
Zechariah 6:13.
在撒迦利亚书。
Joined in one person.
第六章里面讲到这两个和谐共处，成为一个。
Head of the new creation.
这个就是新造的元首的本质。
So when he returns in Revelation 19,
当主耶稣回来的时候，就像启示录十九章所说的，
he returns as King of Kings.
他回来的时候，他是那个万王之王，
and Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
And who are the kings and the lords with him?
那其他的，所以他既然是万王之王、万主之主，那些万王跟万主是谁呢？
The overcomers of Revelation 2 and 3.
乃是启示录中所说的那些得胜者。
Romans 8:17, if we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him.
罗马书第八章讲到说，我们若与他同受苦，也要与他同得荣耀。
If in 2 Timothy, I think chapter 2 verse 10, if we endure with him, we shall reign with him.
提后二章十节讲到说，我们若与他一同忍耐，也要与他一同得荣耀，一同作王。
And the original means we shall reign as kings with him.
意思所谓说同掌权，意思就是同坐宝座、同掌王权的意思。
So suffering with him and enduring with him, we reign with him.
所以与他同受苦，与他同忍耐，将来我们也要与他同掌王权。
And to reign with him means to be glorified with him.
同掌王权的意思就是与他同得荣耀。
And the little word with him means in fellowship with him, in union with him.
同就意思就是说与他有份，交通于他。
Now let's look at Hebrews 7 and verse 26.
希伯来书第七章第二十六节。
We can just read this together. It was fitting for him that we should have such a high priest.
第二十六节，我们一起读，像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一的。
Was that verse 26?
That's 26.
Okay, so we see he is separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. And he's able to save us as we draw near to God through him. And that's verse 25. We need to be saved every day. We need to experience His salvation daily by drawing near to Him. Because He always lives to make intercession for us. Our Lord Jesus does not need, verse 27, He doesn't need like the Old Testament high priest.
27节讲到我们的主耶稣不是像那些大祭司。
To offer up first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. Because this Jesus did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak. But the word of oath, that is the word that God spoke through David.
但在律法以后启示的话, 就是借着大卫所说的话,
referring to Psalm 110,
他这里所指的就是, 第101篇的诗篇,
this oath came after the law,
而这个启示是在律法之后出来的,
appoints Jesus as Son made perfect forever.
这个话语呢, 是立耶稣基督神的儿子为大祭司,
so there it is, a Son made perfect forever.
在这里一个得着完全的儿子,
we are to be conformed to his image.
我们要改变与他相似。
He is already perfected.
他已经被完全了，成熟了。
God's plan is for us to come into conformity and into abiding union with him who is perfected.
神的旨意是要我们进入与他的联合，然后与他成为一样的形象。
So we have to learn to let go.
所以我们要学的一件事情就是放手。
To anything that we're holding on to.
无论你现在是抓着什么不肯放的,
it could be a career.
也许是你的事业, it
could be a loved one.
也许是你所爱的一个对象,
it could be your idea of what God's will is for you.
或者你自己所以为神的旨意该是怎样的,
and you just tell the Lord, I want only to come into conformity with this one who is made perfect forever.
你告诉主说，我只要一个事情，我只要一件事，就是来进入与你的联合，与你的形状来相似。
If I'm to reach and attain your goal in my life, God.
如果我要在我的生命中达到你为我设定的目标,
it is my choice to submit to you, Lord Jesus, and your will.
那我现在选择要遵从你的旨意。
Because you have been made perfect on my behalf.
因为你已经为着我成了完全,
so I desire all your perfections to become mine.
所以我的希望是所有你的完全、你的成熟今天能成为我的。
So I am thankful that the Holy Spirit is present.
我感谢你，因为你的圣灵与我们同在。
To take the things of Christ.
把所有属基督的,
all that which represents His perfection.
所有代表主耶稣他完美的性情的,
and make that a reality in me.
让它在我的里面成为真实。
Because I desire to grow up into you, Lord Jesus, with reference to all things.
因为我愿意在所有的事上见证成长进入你的里面。
I want you to be fully formed in me.
我要你在我里面完全成型。
Because only to the degree and measure that you are fully formed in me.
因为唯有按照你在我里面成型的度量,
it's only in that measure can I be filled into all the fullness of God.
因为那个度量就要决定我在神里面有多少的度量。
And the measure in which I am filled to the fullness of God.
而那个度量就是我能从神得到他丰满有多少的度量。
Only in that measure will I be crowned with glory and honor.
这也决定将来我能够得着的那个荣耀都会冠冕他的度量。
And I recognize that not all will be crowned.
我知道不是每一个人都会得着这样的冠冕。
Salvation is a gift.
救恩是神的礼物。
But to be crowned is an attainment.
但要得到冠冕是必须要努力得着的。
There is much to be overcome.
还有许多我们所要胜过的。
So I look to you, Lord Jesus, as the one who has overcome.
所以主啊，我将我的眼目转向你，因为你已经得着了。
To continue to overcome me.
不断的在我的里面胜过我。
To subdue me.
叫我降服。
That you might be all and in all.
所以你能够在我的里面成为一切。
And I think I'll just close with that word in Colossians 3:11.
最后，哥林多书三章十六节。
Colossians Colossians 3:11. We'll begin with verse 9, Colossians chapter 3.
第三章第九节。Verse 9.
Verse 3. No, verse 9. Verse 9.
Chapter 3, verse 9. 三章九节。
He says, do not lie to one another since you have laid aside the old man.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
With its evil practices. And that old man is the old Adamic man.
那个旧人跟旧人的行为。
And through the new birth and our union with Jesus Christ,
借着新生和我们与主耶稣的联合,
we put on the new man.
我们已经穿上了一个新人了。
This new man and this new identity is being renewed.
这个新人呢,是慢慢的更新的。
To a full knowledge,
在知识上渐渐被更新。
According to the image of the one who created him.
正如造他主的形象。
So this new man with Christ as the head,
这个新人呢，他的元首是基督。
This new man, another term for the church.
那这个新人呢，还有一个名词就是教会。
Is created to embody all of God's fullness.
这个教会被创造，它的目的是要叫基督一切丰盛、有形有体的居住在它里面。
And verse 11, in the realm or in the sphere of this new man. In the realm or the sphere of this new man.There is no Greek or Jew. Yeah, I'm just translating it.
Okay, 在这个新人的里面呢，是不分你是哪一族的人，希利尼人还是犹太人。
In other words, there's no pagan Greek or religious Jew.
So, 我们不管是你只是一个平民的希利尼人，还是你是有宗教信仰的犹太人。
There's no circumcised or uncircumcised.
受割礼的或者没受割礼的。
There are no religious or ceremonial distinctions.
化外人或是希古提人。
There are neither barbarian or Scythian.
无论是化外人或希古提人。
That is, there are no cultural distinctions or caste distinctions.
就是我们不能因着文化而有分歧或差别。
There's neither slave or free man.
不管我们是为奴的还是自主的。
There are no social castes.
所以没有社会的阶级在这其中。
But in this new humanity,
在这个新的人里面。
This one new man of which we are a partaker of.
在这个新人就是你我都有份的新人里面
Christ is everything.
基督是一切
And it's God's purpose that this Christ be everything in all of us.
这是神的旨意这基督是在这一切唯一的性情也充满在我们里面
And when that is realized,
当这件事情成就的时候
then God will be all and in all.
那神就能够包括一切又住在一切之内
And we'll all be in eternity.
那我们那个时候都在永远的里面了。
So Father, we just commit to you.
我们一起祷告，主啊，我们把自己交在你的手中。
We thank you for being faithful to yourself.
我们谢谢你，因为你向着你的话语是信实的。
And for just taking this schedule out of my hands.
也谢谢你改变今天早晨我原来要讲的话。
And there's all that which I wanted to share on the visitation.
原来我原来希望所分享的是关于你临到以色列百姓的事，当你眷顾的日子。
And on Jesus as the bright and morning star rising in our hearts.
并且讲到耶稣是那个明亮的晨星在我们的心中出现。
So we just commit that to you.
让我们现在把一切都交在你的手中。
That you release that in your own time.
愿你按照你这个时候释放那样的信息。
And we commit to you our remaining time together.
我们也把我们剩下的时间交在你的手里。
That you would put whatever concluding word.
愿你把末了所当说的话。
On this time to your own satisfaction.
坐在我们当中，按照你的旨意。
We hold up to you your saints in China.
我们也把你在中国的圣徒交托在你的手里。
Would you somehow make a way for them, Lord?
请你为他们开路。
That the coming visitation is going to vindicate and exalt them.
直到有一天你的来临会将他们一切的冤屈都洗刷。
And those who are exalted will be brought low.
那些曾经被升为高的将被降到低处。
And those who are now low and humbled will be exalted.
那些现在在你面前谦卑自甘谦卑学习的有一天会被你升高。
To pray and to wait patiently for this time.
我们为他们祷告盼望他们忍耐等候。
We pray for those in spiritual responsibility in China.
我们也为着那些负责属灵有负属灵责任的领袖来祷告。
You would pull out the roots of that which divides them.
请你从他们当中拔出那个叫他们分歧分裂的根。
You expose all the roots of pride and sectarianism.
你暴露他们里面所有的骄傲与自尊。
And you would humble all those beginning with leadership.
你谦卑那些站在领导地位的弟兄姊妹。
And you would begin to do whatever you need to do to answer the prayer of the Lord Jesus in John 17.
使你能够在他们当中做你所祷告的，在约翰福音中所祷告合一的祷告的目的。
So that your church may be one, even as you are one, Lord Jesus.
所以你的教会能够合而为一，就像你与父合而为一一样。
But that union that exists between you, Father, and the Lord Jesus would be seen in your people.
愿你与父之间那个合一的关系能够在你的百姓中被人看见。
Because only then will the world know and believe.
因为唯有这样，世界上的人才会知道并且相信。
That Father, you really did send the Lord Jesus.
那就是相信你曾经差遣你的爱子来到我们当中。
And therefore you bring in the fullness of the Gentiles.
这样子让外邦人得救的数目能够得着满足。
And consummate the age.
带我们结束在地上的时代。
Because this is not our home, Lord. We are not at home here.
主啊，因为这个世界不是我们的家。
And we have a desire to be home.
我们渴望回到真实的家。
So may that day be hastened through our lives.
愿那个日子因着我们在地上的生活加速来到。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主的名，阿门。